The larger male reindeer displays an impressive set of antlers that run along almost the whole length of his back, and we can sex him quite confidently as the artist has carved his genitals under his belly. The female has smaller antlers and four little bumps on her underside that look just like teats. But we can be much more specific than this, even, because we're clearly looking at these animals in the autumn, at the time of rutting and migration to winter pastures. Only in the autumn do both male and female have full sets of antlers and coats in such wonderful condition. On the female's chest, the ribs and the sternum have been beautifully carved. And this object was clearly made not just with the knowledge of a hunter, but also with the insight of a butcher, someone who not only looked at his animals, but cut them up. By an astonishing stroke of luck, we know that this detailed naturalism was only one of the styles that Ice Age artists had at their disposal. In the case next to the reindeer, the museum shows another sculpture found in that same cave at Montastruc. By happy symmetry, where our reindeer are carved on mammoth tusk, the other sculpture shows a mammoth carved on a reindeer antler. But the mammoth, although instantly recognisable, is drawn in a quite different way, simplified and schematized, somewhere between a caricature and an abstraction. And this is no one-off accident. Ice Age artists display a whole range of artistic styles and techniques, abstract, naturalistic, even surreal, as well as using perspective and sophisticated composition. These are modern humans with modern human minds, just like our own. They still live by hunting and gathering, but they're interpreting the world through art. So what's driving this?
I think what probably happens around 100,000 years ago is different bits of the brain get connected together in a new way, and they can combine different ways of thinking. So, like, they can combine what they know about nature with what they know about making things, and this gives them a new capacity to produce pieces of art. But also, I think it's those Ice Age conditions were critical as well. That was a very challenging time for people living in harsh, long winters. The need to build up really intense social bonds, the need for ritual, the need for religion, I think is all related to this fluorescence of fantastically creative art at the time.